You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This year's election had its highest turnout since 1999, and due to COVID and the increase of early voting, there was a particular focus on the voting process. The Electoral Commission has just released data on official turnout, revealing a big increase in the youth and Māori vote. The youth vote increased by almost 20%, and the Māori vote increased by just over 15%. I spoke to Chief Electoral Officer Alicia Wright about the Commission's findings. Can you start by explaining the new data that has been released around voting?
So now that the election is over, we're able to do that analysis around the number of people who voted, broken down by age and by Māori descent. And so we can identify what groups of people in terms of their age voted and those of Māori descent and how those differ.
And so what did you find? What were the changes?
So what we found was that our young people really came out in big numbers this election. We saw big increases in our 18 to 24 and our 25 to 29-year-olds. And that was a big jump up from 2017 and from 2014 as well.
What were some of the things the Electoral Commission did differently this time round in terms of promoting voting?
So a big thing that we really focused on was having really targeted advertising campaigns for our younger voters. We had social influencers, we had campaigns going out, we had youth advocates and community liaisons out in the community, and we really focused on putting voting places wherever we could so that we made it as easy as possible for people to enroll and vote.
And so you just touched upon the social media campaigns, and I saw a bit about that online. Could you go into that?
So one of the things that we focus on is getting messages around where and how and why it's important to vote. And so we identified, and so we can reach out, but we know that we can only reach out so far. And so what we really focused on was identifying those people who work in that social media space who have a wide reach with a whole variety of different communities. So we wanted to ensure that we had young people who focused on Pacifica, Māori communities, all different sorts of communities to ensure that they were talking about why it was important for them to vote.
And so with all of these changes, did you expect to see such an increase in the vote?
You never can tell what's going to happen with turnout. So one of the big things that we had this year, of course, is this was not a typical sort of a year in any way, shape, or form. Obviously, we had COVID-19 that we were working through. We had a date change around the election, and there's a whole variety of different factors that can impact turnout, even on a normal election year. Our focus is always to do everything that we can to make it as easy as possible for people to enroll and vote, to get the word out. And then how it's going to turn out really is over to the voters. And, of course, this was an interesting election this year as well, because not only was the general election, but we had the two referendums as well.
And so you mentioned we've had an unusual year. And in the lead-up to the election, there was a lot of coverage on the significance of early voting. Do you think early voting had an impact on the youth vote or the Māori vote?
I think it has. I think early voting and really pushing for people to vote when it's most convenient for them, when it's close to home, and seeing voting places pop up all over the place and being able to go into them quite easily, makes it a much more straightforward exercise, and I think people really embraced it. So this election, we saw 69% of people voted early, and so that's a big jump up from 2017.
And so, I know we've just finished one election, but thinking to the future, is the focus on early voting, reaching out to different communities, is that going to remain a focus in future elections? And
we will absolutely be doing both of those things in 2023. One of the things that we have been doing is working more closely with the communities across the board, having those youth advocates, community liaisons, having people embedded in the community, and doing that on a more regular basis throughout the year. So we're not just popping up every 3 years, that we're working in the communities and for the community. So that will be a continuing focus that we have. One of the other things that we'll be focusing on as well is we'll continue to encourage people to vote whenever and however they can in the most easy way possible. And what we're hoping we'll be able to do in 2023 that we weren't able to do this time is have a lot more voting places in places like supermarkets and places where people pop in and out of during the week as well. We weren't able to do that this time because of COVID, because there wasn't enough space. So we really see that expanding out in 2023.
One final question. Do you expect the youth vote to continue increasing?
We would really love to see that happen, and we'll do everything that we can to encourage that. Once people vote, they're lifelong voters, and we really want to see that happen.
That was the Electoral Commission's Chief Electoral Officer, Alicia Wright, on New Zealand's increased youth and Māori vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.